Your Excellency, Madam Chairperson, Secretary General, I'd like to begin by applauding the World Customs Organization's efforts in developing the Economic Competitiveness Package. The WCO's work to reduce trade barriers around the world, thereby encouraging increased international trade flows and stronger economic linkages between countries, is especially crucial in today's world of economic uncertainty. As this body intimately understands, customs administrations around the world have major impacts on international trade and commerce. We come together to determine which of those practices can enhance trade facilitation and economic competitiveness without sacrificing our enforcement and security efforts. I believe that what the WCO has created in the Economic Competitiveness Package is of great value. I would like to suggest that we consider including current innovative initiatives that many customs administrations are working on for inclusion in the package. Inclusion so that all WCO members can benefit from each other's efforts and what we have learned as a result of those efforts. I'd like to take just a few moments to discuss some of the major trade facilitation initiatives that are currently underway at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, USCBP, in the hopes that they may prove useful for others. CBP has aggressively engaged in what we term trade transformation, which is based on aligning our procedures with that of the trade community, our partner agencies within the U.S. government, and very importantly, our partner agencies around the world. In conjunction with members of the private sector, our partner government agencies, and our partners around the world, CBP has engaged in a process of what we call co-creation. Co-creation to find new and innovative ways to facilitate trade flows and ultimately increase economic competitiveness. The result has been the development of several new initiatives that are changing the way that CBP does business. I'd like to focus on co-creation and a new concept that we have introduced called bidirectional education. Together, we believe they serve as key best practices for taking trade facilitation to literally the next level. The concept of co-creation centers around the thought process that we can and should develop viable and lasting solutions to facilitate the trade and better enforce our trade laws in concert with our partners in the trade community, the U.S. government, and abroad. At CBP, the principle of co-creation has been tested and it has proven to be very successful. A number of our trade transformation initiatives, which I will discuss, are co-created solutions to address the complexities of our responsibilities, our charges, and our duties. Through direct engagement with the private sector, we have reduced regulatory barriers to commercial activity and we have modernized how the agency conducts business with the import and export community and have simplified commercial processes for importers. Co-creation has been the driving force behind the reengineering of our approach to our trade mission. Being effective and efficient in a dynamic and, frankly, ever-changing world is difficult to do without understanding key trade practices and supply chain complexities. We are relying on bidirectional education to ensure that CBP understands the realities, the challenges, and the opportunities of the private sector, and that the trade understands our priorities, our regulatory requirements, and the rationale for how we do business. Bidirectional education has been a key element of developing our initiatives and ensuring that our investments carry the greatest return for the businesses and for the citizens of our countries, and of course for the economic competitiveness of our nation. The Centers of Excellence and Expertise, what we call the Centers of Excellence and Expertise, are CBP's signature trade transformation initiative. The centers redirect work involving our trusted traders to centralized industry-specific locations, resourced by a multidiscipline team of CBP experts. These teams have a variety of skill sets from supply chain specialists to import specialists, national account managers, and so forth. These teams are the key to managing shipments by account instead of by transaction, as we have too often done in the past. By having industry-based but account-focused centers, CBP better facilitates legitimate actors while focusing our resources on high-risk shipments and on those shipments that we know least about. Two of those centers are currently operational. One is for electronics, and the other one is for pharmaceuticals, health, and chemicals. CBP will establish two more of these centers by October, one for automotives and the other automotives and aerospace, and one for petroleum natural gas, and minerals. CBP plans on establishing 5 more centers in 2013, covering the full spectrum of commodities within each major industry. One of the best things about these centers, I believe, is that it creates a learning organization, an opportunity for the organizations to constantly be learning about the trade and how we operate within the complexities of our trade industry. Through the centers, CBP is consolidating and expanding our expertise on the latest industry practices and emerging threats. We call this trade intelligence. Industry representatives provide the centers with information and insight into trade enforcement issues related to IPR violations, anti-dumping and countervailing duty, and other customs issues. CBP has taken the information provided and using it to develop strategies to ensure the most robust enforcement of trade laws and regulations, while ensuring that we do everything constant and constantly looking to facilitate and expedite legitimate trade. Through co-creation, CBP is simplifying the process for companies importing goods into the United States through our Simplified Entry Initiative. The goals of Simplified Entry are to enhance cargo security, reduce transaction costs, and expedite the release of cargo. A key feature of Simplified Entry is a streamlined data set that enables CBP to target and assess risk earlier in the supply chain and allows us to provide earlier information about the release of goods to the trade. ACAS, we have spoken about that earlier today, is a great example of how successful we can be when government and private industry work together. This pilot grew out of the October 2010 incident where authorities discovered 2 packages from Yemen bound for the U.S. that contained viable explosive devices. In response, CBP, the Transportation Security Administration, and the private sector quickly came together as partners, as one, with an urgent purpose to protect air cargo shipments destined to the United States. This partnership became the ACAS pilot. The objective has been to enhance cargo security without unduly burdening the private sector. Before ACAS, CBP was conducting its own targeting and risk management procedures, while TSA, our partner agency, was segmenting risk through a volume-driven and paper-based process. Through the pilot, CBP and TSA have worked together within the carrier's own business model, and now the filer transmits 7 critical data elements as soon as data is available in the supply chain. This allows CBP and TSA the ability to target key information and make a risk-based decision to load, to examine, or to issue a do not load message to the carrier. The result provides a more secure supply chain from end to end. CBP and TSA jointly target and mitigate any cargo identified as high risk before it is loaded aboard aircraft headed for the U.S. CBP and TSA have developed a target once, clear, and screen once approach to analyzing, assessing, targeting, and adjudicating high-risk cargo through a single methodology. This will enable us to build a framework for future regulatory and statutory changes. In essence, we are laying the foundation for a system that could be adopted and implemented worldwide. Our trade transformation initiatives are still in the early stages, but we have seen how employing co-creation as a framework for enhancing trade facilitation and economic competitiveness is showing very positive results. In working closely with our various partners, we have designed new programs that meet the needs of the government and the private sector. Harmonization and optimal effectiveness is only possible when all players are brought together to work our mutual problems and work towards a collaborative solution. The 4 major trade transformation initiatives that I've touched upon, the Centers of Expertise and Excellence, Trade Intelligence, Simplified Entry, Air Cargo, Advanced Screening, are all a result of our emphasis on co-creation in our various partners. They have worked very, very well. Madam Chairperson, Your Excellency, it's been an honor. Thank you.